Hey friend, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I get to pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the book of Mark. We're going to finish up Mark chapter 12, verses 35 through 44. But I feel prompted by the Holy Spirit to say to one of you out there who is considering taking their life, please don't. Please get help. Please call a suicide hotline. There is certainly one in the United States. I know that there are hotlines around the world. But I just want to remind you that you were created for a purpose to do good works that God prepared and beforehand for you to do. He loves you. He's for you. Even if you feel like you are distant from him, you can always fall onto the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have a very unique role to fill in this world, and the world would not be the same without you in it. So please choose life today. All right, Mark chapter 12, verses 35 through 44 in the new, the World English Bible, and it says this. Jesus responded as he taught in the temple, "How is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? For David himself said in the Holy Spirit, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet,' from Psalm 110:1. Therefore, David calls himself Lord, so how can he be his son?" The common people heard him gladly. In his teaching, he said to them, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk in long robes and to get greetings in the marketplaces and the best seats in the synagogues and the best places at feasts, those who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. These will receive greater condemnation." Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and saw how the multitude cast money into the treasury. Many who were rich cast in much. A poor widow came, and she cast in two small brass coins, which equals a quadrans coin. He called his disciples to himself and said to them, "Most certainly I tell you, this poor widow gave more than all those who are giving into this treasury. For they all gave out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, gave all that she had to live on." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this lesson from the widow today. It's easy to give out of our surplus. It's easy to give out of our abundance. It's another thing altogether to give out of our poverty. And she showed that she completely and utterly trusted you with her finances, with her life. In this economy, if you did not have those two little pennies, you were not going to feed yourself and you would have to beg. And so, Lord, she showed her devotion to you, and I would like to believe that she was filled after that. But Lord, when we're taking leaps of faith, we always have to take a step out. I'm thinking about Peter stepping out into the out from the boat into the water. The faith wasn't exercised until his foot touched the water. It'd be easy to stay in the boat and say, "I trust you and I believe that I will walk on water to you," versus actually doing it and having the possibility of sinking. Lord, that is another level of faith that I'm not good at, that I just confess to you right now. I like to plan. I like to have everything figured out. I'd like to know what the next thing is. And it is not easy to take those giant leaps. There have been some times in my life when I've done so, and you have always caught me. But I think as we get older, we value safety above everything else, and sometimes we even make an idol of it. So Lord, deliver us from that. Help us to hear your voice enough and be quiet enough to hear your voice, to know what kind of step and what kind of leap you have for us. That's not an easy thing to do. We need faith like a mustard seed that will grow into a great big plant. We need hope inside of us. We need to have a bigger view of you than we do of our problem. And also, we need to have a bigger view of you than we have of people. Oftentimes in my own life, people loom larger than you, Lord Jesus. The people in my life who've hurt me, they loom very large and they seem to have a very strong effect on me versus you. And so, Lord, forgive me for that. You are great. You are mighty. You loom larger than the people who have harmed me. You are greater than the trauma I've endured. You're greater than the story that I have. And you are the hero of my story. So help me to live like that, and help me to have the kind of faith to step out like that widow did. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you. Thanks for all of you who have left a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon, whatever, wherever you're listening to this. That really does help more people find the podcast. You know, we have definitely exceeded 4 million downloads. We're on our trek toward 5 now. I'm just humbled by that. And that's all for the glory of God.